Jesus said there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and distress on the earth. There will be signs in the sun and the stars and the moon, palpitations in the nations as the people start to swoon at the roaring of the sea and the foaming of the waves. All the people in the cities will be heading for the caves. Folks will faint from their foreboding of what's quaking in the earth, for the powers in the heavens will be shaken, not stirred. For you will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power, and you'll know that your redemption's coming in that final hour. Just look at all the trees. Knowing when they sprout their leaves, you can tell the time and reason out the changing of the season, so that when you see the signs and the changes in your lives, you will recognize the kingdom when the day of God arrives. Truly, this generation will not miss the conflagration, but will witness the arrival of a newer incarnation. So don't sit in consternation or in drunken dissipation, aggravation, tribulation to the final dispensation. Stay alert. Stay awake. So that maybe we'll escape, and then we all can take our stand before the coming Son of Man. This child of humanity comes to rid us of our vanity and to save us from despairing of the present day's insanity. So abstain from the inanity from Rachel or from Hannity and the folks who feared our fears, those purveyors of profanity who would reach us through the web as they teach us, clever elves, the only thing we have to fear is immigrants themselves. Our righteous branch says otherwise. Our Christ lifts up our hopes. But what's it mean to hope when the world is run by dopes? It's so hard to keep our focus when our friends are rendered voteless. Yet I know the world is changing. Who are we to say it's hopeless? Don't give in to trepidation or some crude intimidation. Let's believe that our dear nation can be subject to salvation. As we live in expectation and we breathe anticipation and insist on full inclusion throughout our denomination, let's pursue a Christianity that's in love with all humanity. It's time we must begin, for the other stuff is vanity and striving after wind. The times, they are changing, because the world needs rearranging. We'll be different than before. So what are we waiting for? A new advent starts today. There's no way we can delay. The world is different than before. So what are we waiting for? We yearn for hope. We yearn for peace. Our spirits grope, our worries cease, because we look to one who nears to rid us of those faithless fears. When hope is scarce, I look for signs and find them in your hearts and minds. Though we fear a grim prognosis, who are we to say it's hopeless? For we serve a God of hope, a God who comes to us in love, who bathes us in a wash of grace that's showered from above. We will lead through our example. We're a small but mighty sample. With God, all things are possible. Our might is slight, but maybe ample. Something's coming, almost here. The reign of right is drawing near. Jesus yearns for our salvation, our redemption, our oblation. So lift your hearts to Jesus. Make space, take heart, and hope. Who are we to say we're hopeless when God created us in hope? Who are you to say you are hopeless? God created you in hope. Who am I to say I'm hopeless? God created me in hope. So I dare to think that Jesus could come to this world of mine, and I dare to see that Jesus embodied in this bread and wine. Now, I'm sorry that this homily turned out to be such an anomaly. Starting out our Advent season with a bit more rhyme than reason. Sometimes I just think in verse, for better or for worse. But when I can't be profound, I find at least I can be terse. So I'll leave you with this thought. If there's nothing else I've taught, something's coming. Something's big, bigger than that leaf of fig Jesus points to when he pleads with us to try to pay attention. So I'll mention this and stop, for I've gone on long enough. Who are we to say it's hopeless? For our God is strong enough. Who are we to say it's hopeless? For our God is strong enough. Amen. Amen.